Adam, this is the middle of the night. What time is it? Oh, 5 minutes of two. As you know, I live in a yurt, and the yurt is a membrane, a lot like the human ear. And so I can not only listen to the world that is outside my home, but the yurt, being circular, also amplifies many of the sounds. And that is why I have to get up in the middle of the night if I'm going to do this voiceover. That's a logging truck. The road is a half mile away. And yet you can begin to hear it from several miles away. This is the quietest time of day. The air is absolutely still, and that's why sound propagates so well and travels so far. It gets louder and fainter and louder and fainter as it makes these turns. Even here, somebody's work day starts at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. And the noise from that logging truck is even louder than the rush of the creek. The logging truck is miles away, and the creek may be 50 feet. Okay. Logging truck, please disappear so I can disappear.
Welcome to Emergence Magazine's podcast. I'm Emmanuel Vaughn Lee, host of this show and executive editor of Emergence Magazine, located on the unceded ancestral lands of the Coast Miwok people in present-day Marin County. Each week, we feature interviews, stories, poetry, and author-narrated essays exploring the threads connecting ecology, culture, and spirituality. Equipped with his binaural microphone system, acoustic ecologist Gordon Hempton has spent the last 40 years traveling the world, documenting the sounds of the earth and its many inhabitants. Recording the noise pollution that permeates nearly all places on the planet, Gordon also listens for silence, for the sounds that emerge in the absence of human-generated noise. This week, we return to our adaptation of our virtual reality experience, Sanctuaries of Silence, one of the first stories we released back in 2018. Guided by Gordon, we embark into the Hoh Rainforest, one of the quietest places in North America. As he attunes our ears to its silence, we begin to hear the music of life emerge in every direction, the murmur of the river, the shuffle of trees, the cacophony of birdsong. For the best listening experience, I recommend putting on a good pair of headphones.
Hard to imagine that a sound could transform someone's life, but it happened to me. I was 27 years old and on one of those road trips between your old life and your new one. I pulled over to get some rest. As I lay on the ground, I watched the storm develop. I remember hearing the thunder define the far reaches of the valley as the storm passed over me, drenching me. This was the first time I experienced true listening. I guess you could say that was my baptism. By holding a microphone, I became a better listener. I learned that a microphone doesn't listen for what's important. It doesn't judge. It doesn't interfere. My whole life, I had been listening for what was important, rather than taking things in with equal value. Every place has a sound. A passing breeze that indicates a weather change. The first bird songs of spring. And the shifting tide, reminding us of the celestial ballet. All of these experiences connect us back to the land. Just listen. Silence is the poetics of space. What it means to be in a place. The whole topography of the surrounding landscape is revealed to me in the many layers of the echo that come towards me. And I think to myself, I know exactly where I am. Silence isn't the absence of something, but the presence of everything. When I speak of silence, I mean silence from noise pollution of modern life, sounds that have nothing to do with the natural acoustic system. Silence is the presence of time undisturbed. It can be felt within the chest. It nurtures our nature. And silence is on the verge of extinction. There is not one place left on planet Earth that is set aside and off limits to noise pollution. Not one square inch of silence left untouched by the modern world. Our typical anti-noise strategies offer no relief. Earplugs. Noise-canceling headphones. Even noise abatement laws offer no real solution because they do nothing to help us reconnect and listen to the land. And the land is speaking. When I listen, I have to be quiet. I become very peaceful. And I think what I enjoy most about listening is that I disappear. I disappear.
Emergence Magazine is an initiative of Calliopeia Foundation. Our original essays, in-depth interviews, films, and rich multimedia explore the threads connecting ecology, culture, and spirituality. Our theme music is composed by Logan Stanley and H. Scott Salinas. This podcast is edited by Erica Neininger and produced by Shauna Quinn and Emmanuel Von Lee, with writing by Lucy Warmold. You can subscribe to our podcast wherever podcasts are found. To subscribe to our newsletter, order our new print edition, and check out more of our stories, visit emergencemagazine.org.